Okay. Der Zeche Nishmas Avi Murray, Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, der Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shalem, was Yeshua Falak. And today is also the Yort site. There was a man who lived here in the Washington Heights for many years. I don't know, Rabbi, whether you knew him. His name is Nassim Friedman. Nassim Friedman.
Gabbai, he was. I think he was the Gabbai in the main base Medrash Minyan.
Gabbai, he had a minyan, his own minyan, one of the minyanim there. He was the Gabbai, right? So his wife, Reb Harari.
Yes, Reb Harari.
His wife, yes. You told me today. What's the name? Ethel.
Ethel Hadassah.
Ethel Hadassah Bas Reb
Hillel.
Yes, and the Shama should have an aliyah. His first wife's yahrzeit was today. And the Shama should have an aliyah.
Right.
Okay, so we're still in Pakin Vav in Hilchos. In Hilchos Chol Hamoed. We were doing. Moedimuzmanim about the taxi, and because we said that there's halacha that you're not allowed to have schar, even malachas that are mutter on cholamoid, even malachas that are mutter to do on cholamoid, you still can't have payment for those malachas. So look on the bottom of page 19, bottom right. The verb is od ineham hamalachas hamutaros lutzach hamoed halohainu b'chinam v'lo b'schar. In other words, the malachas that are done on chol hamoed that are mutter, unless it's dover oven, but if it's not, then those malachas can be done b'chinam, but they can't be done b'schar. So the poel can't get schar. So he says, "Vani tama b'mikra shezukim the top." Now the top on the left side, the mikra shezukim l'tikul l'tzarach hamoed kigon kilkul be'elektri or b'mayim. Say this is an electrical problem, so you need it l'tzarach hamoed, right? So tzarach l'zem, and you need a ma'isa uma. The uman shomer Torah mitzvahs lo yavo, kevin sh'asu lo lavod. So an uman that's shomer Torah mitzvahs, chor is not going to come because he can't do kevin sh'asu lo lavod tomorrow schar. V'chin avada shol yavod. Is that, you can't be, in other words, even things that are mutter to do, but they only done v'chinim. But who's going to work for v'chinim? So what are you going to do? You have to get somebody who's not from, or a Polish, or somebody who doesn't have what to eat, so he could charge money because he doesn't have an beer. So he says, Mekara Marti Shosolo Likach Schar Bishlemus Kibiyom Chol. So he says you can't charge the regular amount. So even though you're doing, say, something that's mutter for Cholomoid, so you can't charge because that's, but he says you can't charge the regular amount. But he can charge, like, in other words, today's a day off for him. Today's a day off for him. So you can't charge, he could charge, you know, the fact that he has to work on his day off. If I'm a bit of a chofish or a mutter, the yozil b'shir, shenika, she'enu dorish, g'chol ha'shom, he has to make much less than the normal price that he would charge for. Because he can't charge for the work. G'chol ha'mayit. He can only charge for the fact that he has to go in to work on the day that he's off, but he has to make it significantly decreased price, so So it won't be nicker that he's doing it, you know, for the avoda.
How would you determine that? Is it like a shomer kishurim?
Oh, so we'll see. We'll have to see. Right, is it shomer kishurim?
Everybody, every worker has his own price. I mean, his day off is worth a certain amount of money. I mean,
right, but I guess I would say it's just what most, you know, what this job normally gets paid for. You know, it's a place to change a window. The window was smashed. So you need a new window. You can't live with a smashed window. So how much would a person normally charge for a window? So say it's $500. Say. So, but he's only charging $200 because he's only charging the $200 because that's the amount that he sees fit that he could charge, that he has to, you know, not have his vacation.
People usually get paid a lot more for days when they have vacation. Meaning if you're, like when the...
Right.
The nurse, so when she goes in on Xmas...
Right, if you go in, no, right. So what Rav Dietz is saying is usually people get paid more when they go in, you know, like when they work on Thanksgiving or they work on a legal holiday and they need them, they get... But he's saying... That's the way people do it in the minhag ha'olam, but in halacha he's saying.
So Rebbe was just saying that you can't live without a window. So meaning so that would be, I would count as an emergency repair. So meaning any job that you're getting as an emergency usually costs more. If you need to call a plumber on Saturday, like if they're Saturday, I'm talking about the non-Jewish plumber. If you call the plumber over the weekend, then but usually you have to pay through the roof to get right. To immediately.
Right, but you're working with secular ways of doing things.
That's about a gentleman.
But
I was talking to Kirby saying that you want to pay a little bit of money in order to get someone to come another day off, but that seems to be like that should be something expensive. Even if we're saying that he charges zero for the job and then only charges to come in on his day off, I
right.
That should be a significant amount of money, even the amount of money that it would cost just coming generally, because you might pay double to get something done emergently.
Right. But then that's going to ruin the Hilchos Kol HaMoed Shabbat.
I'm just saying.
In other words, Shtermuth doesn't mean, you can charge, the job order costs $500, but you're coming in a Kol HaMoed, so you could charge $800. He's saying, Faker, it's normally $500. You should charge $200.
I understand the Sheikah. I was saying that if we're really saying that he's getting paid for the time that he's coming in to take off, that seemingly doesn't really jive with the actual reality on the ground, which is if you want to offer a Kol HaMoed, then, you know, then you should charge even more. If we're saying maybe you should then he costs zero to come in and then a hefty amount to actually come in on his day off, which could be $300 for a $500 window. So maybe that does work.
But let's see what he says. Let's get a chance to read what he says. So he says, Mikara Marti, page 19, the left side, the paragraph that begins with Mikara. Mikara Marti is also lo likach skar b'shleimis ki b'yom chol. Have a me bitul hachofesh shalom mutter. Well, because the bitul hachofesh is mutter, v'yozil b'shir shenikar she'inu dorish k'chol hashana el skar bitul hachofesh b'vad. Umaspik sheyozio ba'asara of esrim achuz. See, he should make it 10% lower or 20% lower than the normal price.
Oh, 10% lower is not that much lower.
Uvache niker kvor hamoid sheino oved the chol moed, because it's like a zilzal in the chol moed. So even though certain things that are allowed to be done in chol moed, the tzorach hamoed. But there's a certain an added halacha that we just saw last week that you can't do it b'schar. So then Rav Sternberg saying, so what does that mean? So you have to get a guy to do it, or you have to get a Paul Shader Yonkel? No. So he says, as long as you decrease the price, so it's not nikkur that you're doing it for the malacha. You're doing it because you have a right to charge for you the fact that you're giving from your day off.
That's 10% lower than the
So he's giving, this is his hashara.
So now it would be 450.
Ravar, do you ever see Rav Moshe Sternbach around in Har Nof?
He used to live in our building, but many years he lives down the block. I've seen him, but not recently. I don't think he's much in the street. He used to live in our building.
Yeah, really?
He rented in the beginning. But I don't know, like, for instance, nurses that work on Shabbos. So they get paid a higher rate than they do during the week. Right. But they get everything by havlah because they also work during the week. Even if somebody comes on Chol HaMoed to do something, maybe if he comes back after Yom Tov and fixes something, then maybe that could pay the whole thing, Bob.
So let's see what he says. So because Matish also lo likach skar b'shleimus kibiyom chol, aval mnei bitul hachofes shelo, mutav yozil b'shir shenika shein adorish kol hashana al skar bitul hachofes b'vat, u'maspik sheyozil b'asara o esri b'chuz, u'vat shenika kvor hamoed, she'eino oved b'shvil skar, she'zel k'uvdu d'chol hamoed. U'fiz ha'ashishat m'had yisim b'mokad v'avav, gam iskar p'ula b'zol, chol hamoed, שאין כוונה מפני שאין עסוקים במלאכה, אין שם ברשי, רק מדינה עושה לעבוד בכל המועד, אלא בזול. זה ניכר קדוש עושה מועד. אז זה הסתם ניכר, ניכר קדוש עושה מועד, that you're not working on כל המועד. You're not, and having, and if you're charging less, so you're showing that you're not doing it for the מלאכה. And that's a part of the זלזול המועד. That even if you're doing something that technically is mutter to be done, there's a separate halacha of not charging to do the malacha of Chol HaMoed. Hakoparim niradim efshar l'sakin al depol akum. So if you could get a guy al yado dafka shem kol ani shem lo mayochal. So then. So you get a guy, in other words, if you get a guy, so he'll charge you the regular price. If you get it from Jew, so he can't charge you that price. So then he's going to have to, you won't have to pay as much if you get it from Jew. But if you get a guy, then he's not going to give you a reduction. That he's working with some wine, so then you're going to charge a full price. So as he said, Omnam, he says, Lachar Ian nearly needs to say, Ain't half of Dossel, Paul, Lidrosh, Scaro, Karagil, Mechuf, Shosim, Cholmoid, Shosim, Lachal, Sarkamoid. But now he wants to maybe say differently. What? The Shosh, Isser, Balabais, Shetzarchal, Vatse, Ezavodim, Cholmoid, Yasena, Batsmo, Olive, Achem, Bechinam, Shefsha, Shosko, Paul, and Cholmoid, Uv, the Chol. He says, getting a poil is of the chalt. I got the mind with the bar for cotton. Sure, she is from schar. These are so awesome. Rish gulusa she tikno hal shulchanas of schar asrina. Vahasam hamavir haynu harish gulusa efshal al hasig avadim mechina mishvilo. You really can get it done for free. The rish gulusa al halam sharina rameir lachem mechina v'lo mishchar haynu b'neishi. Sure, she heter hu amitzvah lachem asrina mishchar. אבל פה שדושי ממנו לעבוד במועד, לצורך המועד, מותו לו לדרוש שכרו, והמעביד הוא שחייב לדקטיק שאפשר לו לא לזכור, אבל פה גוף אינו חייב לעבוד בחינם או פוחס. So he says that maybe the issue is on the Baal HaBayis. Maybe the issue is on the Baal HaBayis, that the Baal HaBayis is not supposed to hire workers. But maybe this is not in the pile. So maybe the pile is allowed to. He says, "Umatzasi smachul grein sheisur avodu b'schar hu alam mavid dafka." on the Balabais. Dover Ovid Mutter Dami Lavod Bishkar, because the Dover Ovid is Mutter Bishkar. Vagrom Mais Rileza, the Ovid the Homer Bicholamod, Mutter Bidover Ovid of Bishkar. So he says, he came in Alan Shall Paul Atma Mutter Lavod Bishkar, the Fain Gam Cholmod in Israel Allah Mavid. Kishaber Shark Shain Eitza of Alkvar Hadvani Shadasa Ocha. Shulchan Orcha Shulchan. So also the fall Likach Schar Afsha over the Tzarech Moed. Tzarech Bishim came on Mido B'Schar over the Fneiver. Okay, so that's a question. Maybe this is only on the Balabais, but not on the Poyol. Is the Poyol allowed to take? Who's the Isser on? Then he says, Mishaldi mi Bachurash, says a young lady asked him, Shem Sa'ar Lishmor B'Bais Echad, babysitter. Babysitter. She's a babysitter. Whoever, see, most people never would even think there's an issue of being a babysitter or Chol HaMoed, because they don't know this halach of doing things b'chinam. So a girl asked Rav Sternbach, I guess the girls in Harnof must be very knowledgeable and they know these halachas. So they asked Rav Sternbach, could they take a babysitting job in Chol HaMoed? When the Kabbalah tells us, Chal Lefi Shah. So he says it could be that she's not mechuyev to that maybe she's allowed to take. Because if you say that the issur is on the worker. But now that was what he said originally. But now he's saying maybe the, no, the work is allowed to. This is on the person who's hiring you. He says maybe this is on the pile, but maybe the issue is really on the balabais. But on the other hand, what is the fellow wants to go out with his wife to visit somebody. So you're going to have to say, no, you can't go out. You can't hire a babysitter. He says, Ein chiyuv lios kolu b'bayis b'chol HaMoed. You don't have to be locked up in your house on Chol HaMoed. There's no chiyuv to be locked up in your house on Chol HaMoed. So then how are you going to get out? You're going to hire a babysitter. Mutal v'akash achim v'schak she'ein eitz achayas v'ala oved ein isu l'dvareinu l'el. And maybe this is not on the Oved, though. This is on the Balabais. Mik she'ein chashash b'al tol, and ve'ein zkuch l'kezim chol moed, nir sh'roi lo l'kab al ha'skar achrei chol moed, she'ein ha'uvdu d'chol kol kach. This was, he says that maybe she should get paid after chol moed, so then it's not as nicker that he's paying her chol moed. So then he says, kol she'kei she'efter l'shalem b'hav lo, like you said, Rav, im ha'moed v'lo l'fi sh'ah da'odif tfei. So you can pay one lump sum for everything from Chol HaMoed and something else you would do before Chol HaMoed or after Chol HaMoed or after Yontif, before Yontif. So it would be lumped together. So it would be Mahavlo, so then maybe that could be okay. And what about getting a taxi? So what are the taxi is going to charge you? So what's the heter to get a taxi on Chol HaMoed? It's a good question. Because you're not allowed to hire somebody out to do work, even though a taxi l'chor is a melechas hedyot. We discussed last week whether it's umar chedi pashas is a melechas hedyot to drive the taxi. So it's melechas hedyot, it's l'tzorech HaMoed. So it's mutter, but then we said it has to be b'chinam. So here you're paying, you're hiring out, you're going to pay him. So what's the heter? Right? What's the heter to get it? I'm telling you, no one ever thinks about this, because no one realizes there's such a halacha. That even things that you're allowed to do, but you can't pay for them. Instead, it's uvdu d'chol. It's zilzul cholamoy. So Rav Sternbach wants to know. But what's the hetter to pay for a taxi? So you know what he says? Let's see what he says. Benira shall idiot skiris taxi memoy hanagi hudi hayson okhal hatir shishmus havla b'mei hashimish b'chomer zatzma. Because he's not just charging. He's not just charging you for his work. He's driving you. He's charging for the wear and tear on the car. Right, that's part of the cheshbon. Shaskaro edu mavura, the socher taxi imanag yachad. So that only you're not only being socher the person, you socher his automobile. Ukvadona from kains them socher chedel malon upundak neshav sheis havlov admei nikoyer acheder kol sividim kol shukin then shaskirus gufo shal auto ola shir hanikar. So meila that's considered what. So the Isser is, it's a zilzal when you're hiring out a person to pay a person to do malacha chol hamoed. But if you're just also paying for the thing that's not malacha, you know, the car is not a person. So you're paying for the car, so that's not payment for the person's services. Whereas the Isser is paying for this, for the malacha that's being done, but the car is not doing malacha. The person is doing the malacha with the car, or he's sitting in the car. So maybe that's so. Therefore, what? That's like a considered like a havla. Yeah, yesh b'ze havla, but mei hashimish b'mechonis atzma. Well, that's a. That's a fascinating pshat. Because Rav Sternbach has another question. How do you have a frum hotel operate on, in other words, he's paying, the person's paying the hotel. He says, "Kadona chum kins a besocher cheder hamalon or pundak the shabbos sheish avlam et brei nikayon hacheder achlofas sedinim v'chadoma." Because you're also paying for the cleaning of the room. You know, the people come clean the room and they change the sheets. So, kol shekei kasha schiras gufer shal auto olos shir hanikra. Umiyo shamati become a bnei Torah shenosu b'taxi kol moed ediktukul chapes nog aravi she'ef shad adif tvei. Some people wanted to get gafka an Arab cab driver, so this way you're not hiring, you're not paying a yid.
You might pay with other things.
Right.
Chalila.
Yeah, Chalila. Right. Chalila. So, okay, so that's a fascinating discussion here. So, could be, is this an issur on the recipient? It could be there's an issur on the giver. So either way, you have to work that out. So we said if it's a recipient, maybe he has to charge less. If it's giving on the giver, so then maybe it's mostly because it's havla, because he's not only giving towards the malacha of the person, he's also giving towards the wear and tear of the car. Okay. And then he has one more tshuva here of Sternbach. Tikun machshirin u'mechoniyos b'chol amoy. Right, so this always comes up. A person's ready to go on a Chol HaMoed trip, and all of a sudden, his car is not working. So what is he needs to get an Uman to fix it.
When you say ready to...
Right, we said, Rav Gutman held there's not allowed to fix it. Okay, yeah, Rav Gutman held, you have to call an Uber. If you're planning to go, that can be very expensive.
Thank you. Is everybody not being over your property down? There,
like
by your house, you can't even park
under.
Like,
maybe that's called a. It'll be a Dover oven, maybe, if you leave it there. But if you
a big Dover oven,
right? But if you're at home, it's not a Dover oven, right? Because you're home, and you all of a sudden you want to start the trip, and the car doesn't start, and you need to. So he says, so let's see what he says. The tikkun kol suge machshirim kol moshe yesh tzorach l'kach. Yesh techelukin dinu shalot etzbaru klal v'poskin. Nath nishu l'fnar. He says, shemudu l'idcho kemach l'tzorach ha-moed. You could grind flour from a field kivim l'achto b'vod. Ayin shem mishrush l'farsh l'tzorach ha-moed. Tzorach ha-moed nefesh l'smutter. So you're allowed to do things that are tzorach ochel nefesh. Aval tikkunim b'marechas hagez or b'makar she'ino machshil ochel nefesh. But what say your fridge blew a fuse, whatever. There's a problem with the fridge. So now all your food is going to go to pot if you don't fix the fridge. V'lanas adam nir poshet she'osu l'chavet ha'malocha ha'moy. In other words, if it already happened a week before, you can't say, okay, I'm going to hire him to come a Chol HaMoed. That's Chavim Malachto B'moed. Rakim Lokiv in Malachto, Mutu L'Sakin HaMakarer. Oh, I guess. Shem Utsar HaChol Nefesh. But if it happened a Chol HaMoed, say, then you weren't Chavim Malachto B'moed. Whereas the fridge went kaput on Chol HaMoed itself. So you want to hire someone to fix it. So that's HaChol Nefesh. Was that Mutu Yisrael over? Even though he's an Uman, right? Right, so even if he's a Uman, it's Mutter because it's Ochel Nefesh. So if it's Ochel Nefesh, as long as you weren't Mechavi Melachto B'moed, then you're okay. Even though you shouldn't wait till Chol HaMoed. But he says, "Mi u'nira l'hayer she'ein kol hamechonos shavim b'zev yisora davar shulchan aruch uva she'ein l'sakin merchat sal yachid b'chol amoy." Nira zeh she'ein l'hatzer elim kena davar nochutz b'emes l'tzarach ha'adam. So what's the heter? He says, "Well, ochel nefesh is mutter." But then he says, "Let's see what he says here." He says, "Merchat sel yachid." Again, page 20 on the left side. "Merchat sel yachid gufi shemurim poskim." Because the old days, there was only public bathhouses. You didn't have your own private shower. Maybe that's like Ochel Nefesh. This is Hanas Aguf. Rav Shechta said, somebody showed him, Rav Shechta pointed out, somebody showed him, say Hanas Aguf is Ochel Nefesh. Have a poskim or Chilku b'zeh. Because you could say that that's also Ochel Nefesh, right? Because it's Hanas Aguf. Well, now let's see what he says now. So now he's going to continue. And he's going to say, Tikrun or electric lights. Vadei Shari Gam Yisrael Umat. That's also Umir Nirisha Ein Lahaniach HaTikrun L'chol Moed Ve'efshem Yikonim. So why is it mutav? Avogam the pasha v'nich l'hamol asvino umi l'sakin ha'or. Shazokut tzar ochel nefesh mamish. In other words, if you need the lights in the house, that's also ochel nefesh, right? You can't see what you're eating. If it's too dark in the house, that's also a hefter of ochel nefesh. So he's saying a lot of things, or the shower is not working. It's also a whole nefesh. So you can get an uman for all these things. But say, but if you go into Great Adventure, just go into Great Adventure, that a whole nefesh, you might eat there. But,
But you need it?
Well, you need what?
You need a vacation.
You need a vacation, maybe. So what is that called? What did they matter?
Shops elevator in Panama.
Yeah.
Because they said it was in the Torah, a family on vacation, but then they had the obligation.
How many floors up? 17. Okay. So Rav Sternbach says a chiddush here. He says the lights are ochel nefesh. But now page 21, a mechonis or taxi. So this kalkel nearish imed tzorach lezeh ma'isa uman v'adishari. Okay, if you don't need ma'isa uman, okay, fine. Aval ma'isa uman lo shavino tzorach hamoed. You can al de Israel in lahate atikud. Aval akul tzorach hamoed nearin lahate. Wow. That's a big chiddush. Do you get a guy to do it? Because Pasha says that Amir al-Hakim is also a cold point. Right? So he wants to be matir of Malachas Uman, the Tzorach HaMoyed, which is only Osir. But he wants to tie them maybe only Osir on the Yisrael. But there won't be a din of Amir al-Hakim for that. That's a chiddush. Because Pasha says Amir al-Hakim is also. So he wants to say, well, maybe if it's a Tzorach HaMoed, it's just a Maisa Uman, which is still also. But maybe Amir al-Hakim could be motive for that. That's a Shtukl Kiddush.
The Amir
al-Hakim
is
Asr,
no?
Right. So what is he saying? Maybe if it's Tzorach HaMoed, maybe he's saying Amir al-Hakim is only Asr, maybe if it's not Tzorach HaMoed. But if it's Tzorach HaMoed, Sachabar is still usher if it's a Meiser Uman. So your car needs to be fixed. So you'd go to the non-Jewish mechanic. So he says, so then he says, oh no, but even stopping. How are you going to bring it there? You're not allowed to bring something clean the base of Uman. You can bring it because in a place where the Uman, everything the Uman does is Malachas Uman, then it's Aser. But if sometimes the Uman can do Malachas Hedyot. So he says, So that's a big chiddush for Ferrari. So what Shermach is saying is, if you're planning to go on a Chol HaMoed trip, and the car doesn't start, so if it's just you need a boost, so instead of a boost, even though I don't know, what do you think? Boost is Malachas Hedyot?
Yeah,
yes,
it's a
boost.
Say yes is a Hedyot to say.
Yeah.
Yes, he's an Uman, but sometimes he does Malachas Hedyot, but he's an Uman. So he says that to do a boost, maybe you just, I couldn't do a boost for anything, but you don't have to be a great mechanic to do a boost. Why your security does boosts. Yeah. Every once in a while when we can't start the car, you just call 888, why you safety, and don't come. Yeah. They'll give you a boost. That's why it pays to live here in the Heights. And why your security will give you a boost. But he's saying that if it's Malachas Uman, so you get it going. How can you bring it to the mechanic in between Khalil Beis Oman? So he says, no, that's only a place where everything they do is based on. But Rav Rai, this is a tremendous kiddush, but Amir Lakum is awesome, but he wants to say maybe Amir Lakum, that's technically Tzar Hamoid, but it happens to be a Maisa Uman, therefore it's awesome. Maybe that type of Malacha would be mutter with a gun. Because it's Tzar Chamoy. The Tzar Chamoy is still also with the Mais Uman. That's the Kiddush of Moshe Sternbuch. What do you think of her?
And how's this different from the dentist?
Dentist, you could say, is dentist, you could say, is Ochol Nefesh. Meaning, because it's Tzorach HaGuf, and Hanas HaGuf is Ochol Nefesh.
Yeah, Rav Moshe Aser is going to a dentist, right? A Goyish dentist.
It's Maisa Uman.
It's Maisa Uman. Amir Alon Al Khri.
What do you think?
Maybe it depends, but it could be a yearly checkup versus
Or you have a pain.
Right. Say an open method can say that you're going into your 6-month cleaning.
Right. 6-month cleaning, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe that you shouldn't do. Okay. We can continue this, as you're saying, from the Amic Bracha. We'll start maybe on next Sunday, Bez Hashem. Okay. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem. is Monday, so the shiur is 11 o'clock, Mezra Shem.
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to continue. We still have to talk about the tzitzis. The bag is too small. Yeah, carries. And then I made another pack. Okay, Mezra Shem. We'll see you, Mezra Shem. Okay, everyone should be well. Okay, Kol Tov.
I have a meeting tomorrow. I won't be able to be here.
Okay, but you'll hear online.
I'll hear the way you told him.
Sorry. What was this? What do you think? Good one.